I ain't go for it. I just love your accent, yo. It's country, but not southern. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. Cause yeah, like some of my friends from Alabama, we have similar accents, but you can tell they're still a little different.
So shoot, so you cold in Florida, it's cold in North Carolina. Shit, why you playing? Shoot, I've been hoping. I like cold weather more than hot because I can't take off enough clothes to get cool. I put on as much clothes to get warm, you know what I'm saying? So I guess maybe I'm more of a winter fall baby. I don't know.
Okay, maybe you're right, but once snow gets involved, though, I'm changing it up. Like, once snow gets involved, I'd rather be hot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I keep a good pair of boots. But see, that's the crazy part, is it don't snow too tough like it used to here in North Carolina.
That's what I've heard.
And see, too, also, hell, 2 inches, we shut down for about 2 to 3 weeks.
That's how Kentucky is, too. You know, they just don't have, they don't have the funding or the setup to deal with salt being put on the roads to help melt the snow.
Here's the part. You would think that all these southern states would have learned by now.
No. They would just prefer to shut everything down.
Yeah, flying cars, they still would shut.
Well, yeah, because they won't have flying plows. Duh.
You know what I'm saying? So shoot. So how you doing? How you doing, sexy? What's been going on with you?
I'm good. You know, I think, you know, every time that we talk, when we catch up, I feel like it gives me a chance to reflect on things that are going on with, like, my business and how I'm changing and evolving as a content creator. And it really, like, has me reflect on, like, things that I've worked on, goals I've set, all of that good stuff. So it's always fun to touch base and touch back on that kind of stuff.
I tell people, podcasts for me is therapy, you know, and plus the fans love, you know, following y'all. Because even to the point, like, they just did the Spotify wrap up, which I'm surprised they did it this early.
Me too. And
my fans love going back and listening to the old shit, you know. And it's funny as fuck because it's like the numbers go up on the old shit real fast. So that shows me that, like, when they hear this episode, they'll go back and listen to the last one. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, oh shit, let me go check out the prequel.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's how it is, though. Like, a lot of the time, you know, you listen to something, you're like, actually, I kind of missed this. Like, let me go back and refresh myself. I mean, hell, the new Hunger Games movie that's coming out, my sister and I were talking about going to go see it, but before we go see it, we're like, you know what, we might as well go ahead and watch all the other movies before we go pay to watch it in the theater.
Yeah, because, I mean, Hunger Games, I did see the end of the last one. Everything. I mean, Hunger Games was pretty damn good. It just, when they make sequels, I hope it's supposed to be better than the original, but they've been dropping the ball lately. They dropped the ball in the regionals. Because the only reboot that I really like is actually the new Frasier. Now, I like that.
I don't think I even know what that is.
Oh, dog. See, different generations. See, they were talking about Frasier.
I'm pretty bad whenever it comes to movies and stuff. Like, anybody that's close to me, like, it's a whole conversation. Like, they're like, culturally, you're missing out on a few big things. Right. Actually, the last shoot house I was with, I was talking to Gemini Teddy Bear, and he was like, don't talk to me until you've refreshed yourself. And he gave me, like, a list. Like, he was like, I don't want you to ever say that you like to sleep with black men until you've watched this and this and this and this.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, whoa. Like,
you have to get homework.
Oh, God, you better have seen at least got the new Jack City.
That's how he was. And he was like, you're too young. He was like, you're too young to be fucking with me. until you've completed this list. And I was like, damn. I was like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, it'd be funny. Can you be trying to tell somebody about the movie? They'd be like, I never heard of it. And then it'd be funny because you would think, just like you tell somebody about Scarface, how you don't know about Scarface, Tony Montana?
I have not watched Scarface all the way through. I do know what it is. Like, I've started it, but that's a long movie. And I'm not big on, like, blood and gore and stuff like that. So I've never finished it.
So what type of movies do you like?
Rom-coms. or cartoons. I watch a lot of, like, for me, watching TV and watching movies a lot of the time really is, like, winding down. And, like, really just 100% relaxing. So anything that like will make me anxious is too exciting, too thrilling, too mysterious. Like, this is not relaxing. I'm stressed. I promise you, if you watch a movie with me and you look over at me and I'm looking at my phone, tapping on my phone like this, why? It's because I'm on Wikipedia looking to see what's happening next.
If you ever be on Peacock and you see a Winnie the Pooh, not watch it. You'll be totally disappointed. You will not look at Winnie the Pooh the same ever again.
Is it the scary Winnie the Pooh? God.
They made him like Jason out of this bitch. I'm like, damn.
And the risky thing.
Winnie the Pooh?
The risky thing with Peacock, too, is that Peacock autoplays movies. Yeah. So you could fuck around and find out if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah. The same thing with Tubi. They autoplay. I'd be sitting there at work. Watch one movie, then it goes to another one. I'm like, wait a second, I received this one.
Which I do like. I like it because I can put on my cartoons and it'll continue playing the sequels to the other cartoons.
Oh yes. I love cartoons, Japanese animation. But anyway, hello smokers. We can't forget about y'all. How you doing? Welcome to the Smokers Lounge. And you know who I am, Kavanaugh, the Southern Champ, aka the Porn Rap Star. Find or follow all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Four sponsors. First one being the Facebook LS community, lsforum.com. Next up, the hottest adult magazine in the game, eroticismmagazine.com. And the new home of the premium smoke room and 90% profit for you content creators with no hashtag issues. And for your consumers, a new place to consume great XXX content. I'm talking about none other than excitebunny.com. And last up, but not least, and definitely great, award-winning, award-nominated. We're talking about VoiceOver with Smut, and they even give you virtual reality. We're talking about blusherotica.com. Go get a subscription today. Also, proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go over to shopgwdistrict.com and buy something, why don't you? Also, check me out 5 days out the week in the mornings at Fully Swap Radio, fullswapradio.com. I don't know why the hell I keep saying fully. Where I chop it up with the industry's best, and we give you the real smoke about the porn business, life, sexuality, everything that falls underneath that lovely umbrella. And you can check me also out on skyhawkafterdarktv.com as well to be GPLLC app. Now, as you can see, looking sexy with them beautiful eyes, dressed up in pink, because she is such a fucking lady. My homie, Miss Pink Plush. What's up, babe?
Hey, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
I like your intros for me. I don't know, I'm like, I need to bring him whenever I can walk into the room.
See, I want to get people like an intro that it makes them feel fucking special. Like, it's bigger than life out of this motherfucker. Oh, hell no, yeah. Bro,
that's what I need. Like, before I even walk out of my house and my neighbor sees me, I need you to preface me.
It's Clarence. Like, give me my theme music.
Yes, exactly. Like, I'm about to walk in like John Cena. I'm about to walk in like Trish Stratus. Like, everybody's like, whoa, who could it be?
Oh, my goodness. Which is funny as fuck that you're missing wrestling, because I'm working on this, people. I'm working on it. It might have dropped. Well, it ain't gonna drop before this, but I'm working on getting Teddy Hart in the Smokers Lounge. Actually, he's going to be in the upcoming Bonus Smoke with Miss Tila Tylee, Texas. So, and it was fun talking to him, and I geeked out, and she's a professional wrestler. Oh, when I saw that, I said, MLW, what? Oh, this is going to be a fun one.
That is so cool. Oh my God. I have somebody in mind that I know will want to hear about that. Oh my God. Can I send the link?
Yeah, because I'm sorry. I mean, I understand Teddy Hart supposedly did some shit, but damn it, still, the motherfucker's a great-ass wrestler. I love watching him. Fuck y'all. People can damn change. But anyway, so what's been up in the business of Miss Pink Plush, babe?
What we do? Well, what am I thinking? I dropped my first gangbang a few months ago, like a month ago, I think. So that was exciting. I had done my first gangbang in June, and then I dropped it last month. So that's kind of big, you know. A lot of the time, like, that's kind of a big moment in a lot of female performers, industry life, is whenever she drops her first gangbang, and I did that, and that was pretty exciting.
So how many guys was in the gangbang?
There was 4 guys in the gangbang. Honestly, though, not my, like, if I'm being 100% real, which I guess, to be honest, I always keep it super real.
This is the smoker's lounge. You won't smoke, babe. Go ahead.
Yeah, if I keep it 100% real, which I always do with my subscribers, with my fans, whatever, there was 4 guys in it. 2 of the guys kind of struggled to keep it up, which is hard. Very difficult. And because I'm a very, like, I tend to be very in tune with whoever I'm shooting with, that, like, whenever they're sitting there consciously thinking about trying to keep their dick hard, I am also sitting there thinking consciously about how to keep their dick hard. So it's still a good scene. Still very jack-offable too. But there's 4 guys in it, but only 2 guys are, like, really, really active in it, which would be Jay Playhard and Savvy G, because they absolutely smash gangbangs every time they do them.
Was the question is, the other 2 guys, have they been in gangbangs? Have they done threesomes?
One of them straight up told me beforehand that he would be in the gangbang for me because we have shot so much one-on-one, but that gangbangs were not his favorite, but he would do his best. And he did do his best. He was honest, you know? So that's all I can ask for. That's all
it's,
I can ask for.
This way. All he had to do is just dog and take care. He's good.
No, for real. Unfortunately, though.
I mean, because truthfully, it takes a certain type dude to be able to be in the gangbang, and you have done it before. Jay Playhard, he's a fucking swinger. Gangbang, that ain't shit. That's in his repertoire.
Exactly. You know, and that's exactly what I tell people. Thing. Like, when you're looking to do your first gangbang, pick people that fucking love gangbangs, that are like, fuck yeah, I'll be in your gangbang, because they're feeding off the energy of other guys who love gangbangs. And that's how you get a really great gangbang scene. But when you have, you know, guys who may not be as comfortable or as capable of staying hard while next to another dick, you know, it may not turn out as well, but
they would sit there thinking, I hope we don't touch dicks.
Exactly. They're like, that dick is getting kind of close.
You're going to touch dicks. I don't care if it's a threesome. She does have to do a part in the scene where she got to have both dicks in the mouth. It is not physically possible for your dicks not to touch. I'm just saying. I done a threesome with 2 dudes. My dick touched. Shit, I wasn't even bothered, goddamn.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and you're still here to tell the tale. So I won't.
Now I'm gonna tell you, these are questions, ladies, you have to ask a man. Have you ever done a cuckold session? He's ready for a gangbang. Do you swing? He's ready for a gangbang. Have you been in threesomes? Ran trains? He's good to gangbang. If he cannot answer none of these things, do not ask that dumb fucker to be in your gangbang.
He may not be ready. And if you're gonna throw him in, it's gonna be like throwing him to the wolves. Good luck.
Yeah, because me, I wouldn't personally do a gangbang, but I'm the kind of dude, I adapt to the environment. You know, when I did my first orgy, I did a foursome where it was me and a dude and two girls. That's nothing. I did an orgy. Oh, shit. I thrived in that environment. I was like, hell yeah. I took over the orgy. I said, fellas.
You were like, you over here and you over here.
Yeah, I was like, fellas. And we were all around the bed hitting dog style. I said, fellas, to the count of three, slap ass. One, two, three. Cock up. Everybody
he's fucking dead. You were running that shit like a rodeo.
Yeah, that's the alpha male in me. I'm sorry. I can't
go. Dead. That's hilarious. But yeah, you have to be the right kind of person or have the right kind of experience to jump into situations like that. That being said, everything that I just said about that gangbang scene, The two men who did not perform very well in that gangbang scene are my best selling one-on-one scenes. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean,
you know, sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles.
It like put it this way, I tell people, there's such thing as a serviceable scene as a talent. And what I mean by that is, riding a dick is a bonus in the scene. Let's make this clear. These are the three positions that must always go down in the scene. You may not get the ride, but you better do doggy, missionary, and she's sucking a dick. If you can get them three, you straight and pop.
No, you're right though.
Yeah, and pop. Because trust me, I done did maintenance where it was blowjob and head. I mean, blowjob and doggy. That was either because I was tired or because we done shot all fucking day, or it just the mix wasn't right that day. You know what I'm saying? For that scene or what have you, or you know, she just didn't ride dick. I mean, honestly, she basically told me, no, I'm not getting on top. No.
Hey, you know what? There sometimes, like, I always try to ride in my videos. I will say that that's one thing I feel like that sets me aside than a lot of BBW porn is that I really do try to ride as much as possible in each of my videos. But sometimes, like, I know that last time at the shoot house, like, I was like, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna do my best, but I think I pulled something in my leg. And they're like, well, why are you gonna get on top? And I'm like, well, the show must go on. It has to be in the video. That's me.
You have an ass. BBW don't get it. If you a BBW with no ass, okay, you can get away with it. No, if you have a ass like she has, we better see, if you ain't doing anal, you better ride a dick. You fuck the scene completely up.
I haven't done an anal scene yet. So if I'm not going to put it up my butt, y'all at least going to see me really, really throw it down. Like, you're going to look at him and be like, damn.
We will see booty clapping
and I hope he can handle it.
I'm a guy, dude. I would help a guy. Yeah.
And those are my best scenes. Like, yeah, whenever they get the momentum and they help me with the momentum, yeah, you're going to look at him and be like, damn, that has to hurt his thighs just a little.
I'm going to tell you the BBW that I work with. She's a legend. I helped break her. Wendy Wett surprised me how good she could ride a dick. Because she was, I think, 500, maybe 450.
Damn, that is a
and she was squat riding on my shit. I was like,
my girl. That's why I'm in the gym. That reason alone is why I'm in the gym, doing the specific workouts that I do, because I am trying to be riding on my feet. Like, my favorite thing to do a lot of the time is to work with men who may not work with BBWs a whole lot, and then be like, just so you know, I'm going to ride you, and then get to ride them on my feet. And I think no matter what, like, especially if you're a guy that's not having sex with BBWs a lot, I think that pressure that you feel when a big girl's riding on, like, you're like, damn, that is just a whole lot of ass. Like, that's just a whole lot of body. I don't think there's anything like it. That's my drug.
I'm sorry. I would take a BBW riding my dick over a thick or a skinny. Y'all can be mad as fuck. I'm sorry. It is because one, okay, BBWs, they work it more. And especially if they're into it. And it just, I'm sorry, for the girls that I work with, I'm like, they were moving their ass like it was got like it was a skinny girl on the dick. I'm sorry. I was like, when I went back and looked, I said, damn.
That's how I feel too, though. Whenever I watch it back, I'm like, them cheeks are clapping.
She clapping. She twerking on the dick. I'm sitting there like,
somebody put this in a music video. Stat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give a fuck. The BBW must ride in the face.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Must ride is the face. I'm sorry.
I love it.
Yeah, but, hey.
Yeah, something else that I've done. I was in my first orgy, released my first orgy. Probably won't continue to see a whole lot of orgies from me. I don't think that's my... I was a little overwhelmed. I was like, damn, there's a lot of people in this room right now.
See, the thing about it, I tell females, is it's just to have variety. And sometimes... to have it because just to say that you did it, it's no different than what the IG models do. They fuck their boyfriend and put it up on their OnlyFans. Yeah, okay, here. I tried it.
No, 100%. That really is. Same thing. And honestly, yeah, I just like to have it in my discography. You know, I like to be able to call my mom, you know, come Monday morning and say, Mom, I did my first orgy this weekend.
So how many people was in the orgy?
Well, I think there was like 21 people in it. There was not enough men, though. We need more men.
Wait a second. How many men was in it?
Honestly, we probably could have used like 6 more men. So there was probably was 9-10 men.
Okay, so it was half. So each dude had two women, and maybe a third to them.
Yeah, which is that's a lot of pussy. It's a lot of ass and titties and pussy.
No, I can have all that. I done done reverse gangbang before.
You're like, no, I think I could make that work. What time are you
going to be doing since you said 21? I would have been. Hold on, how many girls was it? How many girls?
I mean, I think there was 21 people and probably only 9, 10, 11 guys. So probably, you know, half and half.
Half and half. Right? So about 10 and 10. So it'd be okay. So
I would say even if you watch the video, it does seem there's like two girls
switching. So I'm gonna ask you a question: did you hit all the guys?
I actually did not hit any of the guys in the orgy. I got strapped.
What? Wait a second. Wait. God damn. Oh, okay.
I told you it was definitely a situation where I was like, oh my God, there's so many people and I don't really know where to go. Like, I don't know where to jump in. I was like, Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared. Like, I think I would try it again, but I was a little overwhelmed.
So you didn't hit none of the dudes, but you did get some dick.
Yes, I did. I did. How
many of the girls you played with?
What'd you say?
How many of the girls you played with?
4. I played with Vicky Verona, Little Blue Jay, Avalon Mira. I think that's it. Maybe one other girl. Julie Ginger was in it. We love some Julie Ginger.
That's out of Julie.
There's a lot of beautiful, beautiful women in it. I won't.
So I saw that you.
I mentioned like 6 of the girls that are in it because they're just all such beautiful girls that are in that orgy.
Oh yeah, Julie is one that I wanted to work with in my days. I swear, I remember that Corn Fred ass when it first came out.
I did a scene with her too. Actually, I did a scene with her and Nikki James and up and coming amateur talent named Mr. Magic, and it is a scene where Julie is my. She's like my aunt, mm-hmm. and then Nikki is like my mom, and I'm confused. Like I'm, you know, because even though I'm 25, I'm definitely a teen BBW, mm-hmm. and they're helping me figure out if I like boys or girls or not. Very hot scene, actually. We really struggled to keep that scene under 45 minutes.
And she made me with like wrong end of the blunt with telling me about the scene. Damn. Yeah, people, yeah. I would think about it like, damn, it's kind of hot. Yeah, because, damn, that is kind of hot when you think about it.
I know, like, it was corny when we were coming up with it, but...
This is where I think the game is heading back to, is we're doing more of that. Not necessarily the stepmother, the incest, all that shit, no. Just more thought process behind the scenes, more storytelling, you know...
I agree. I think when OnlyFans and all of these amateur, like all these amateur content creators came onto the scene, Gonzo became super, super relevant. And I feel like we are just now getting back to a place where we're like, oh yeah, remember these used to have storylines. And it's finally happening because I don't was seeing it. Mm-hmm. Even on like Twitter and stuff.
Yeah. Because the thing about it is like everything comes full circle. Like even with me, this is where I kept telling people you need to have role play. Because porn was based off of fucking with role play. You know, period. Even from back in the days the same when we had a live show or what have you, it was a live show. They just didn't start fucking. Mm-hmm. She might do a little dance, he did whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's something that preceded the sex to draw you in to the sex. Mm-hmm. And it plus with storytelling, because now we probably a little bit more creative with what we're doing storytelling wise than was back then or years past, you know what I'm saying? That fans was gonna want to get back to that because the storytelling, guess what comes with storytelling? Quality upgrade. Mm-hmm. Quality upgrade. Because even if you're using an iPhone because you're doing a storyline, they'll forget you're using an iPhone, think you're using a real camera, and it'll make them want to pay more. It's a psychological thing. You know, period. Plus, as a female, they get to see you as different type females. You know, I'm sorry, I always wanted to be an actor. That's the main reason why I enjoy doing porn.
That's cute. I like that. I think you're right, though. 100%.
Yes. So how was Exotica? Because I saw that you went to New Jersey.
I didn't go. I was supposed to. Oh. I didn't go. My mom ended up getting sick. And so we stayed. And I was really sick like the week before. And you know how Exotica is. Every time you leave Exotica, a lot of the time people always get sick.
Yeah.
And so I'd had strep throat really, really bad right before I left. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go to Exotica and spread strep throat everywhere.
Well.
So I did not go, which makes me very sad, but I'm hoping to go to Chicago Exotica.
Oh, yeah, Chicago. Oh, yeah, they're starting off the year.
And then I will be at the AVNs in Las Vegas.
Mm. So you already got. So you're working on your shoot schedule while you're out there?
I'm working on it. We'll see. I feel like the AVNs is definitely one where people will be like, don't plan anything because it never goes right. Like... AVNs, I feel like, is one where a lot of people end up partying more than they planned on it, and then shoots don't happen. But I really enjoyed AVNs last year. Like, I really enjoyed the AVNs, so I'm excited to go.
Yeah, because you were showing them boobies at AVNs. Them things you looking.
Fine men to work with last year at the AVNs. That's probably why.
So now the main discussion of the day is about adjustments, because people don't realize even in porn, because it is a business, because we run our own business, we had to deal with all the things that change, from site rules to people that we work with to getting jobs, you know. So with you, what things did you have to adjust to in this year?
This year specifically, one of the biggest things that I've had to adjust to, like honest to God, which is so surreal, I can't even believe that I'm saying it, is in my personal life, having people know who I am, know what I do, mm-hmm. tell me they've seen me before. Oh, you look really familiar. Like, whenever I went to Jamaica in July, I got recognized by a Jamaican person, like a Jamaican local. And that is surreal to have somebody be like, oh, yeah, I've seen your asshole spread on the internet. Like, that is such a huge adjustment. But as far as business adjustments go, I think it's really had to change how we, everything that we have to do, especially as... if you're watching the politics in the United States right now, you're watching the economy, we're about to go into a recession. And it shows. It shows. You know, my sales are up, fortunately, mm-hmm. but I've had to change the way that I run things. Yeah. And...
oh, trust me, a whole bunch of people been getting jobs. Mm-hmm. And it just ain't getting a 9-to-5, which... one proves the point that I kept telling everybody, this money, this game, the money from it fluctuates. Mm-hmm. You know, and you could be hot one month, cold the next, you know. Mm-hmm. because it's like, put it this way. Yeah, I'm pretty sure girls don't go a month without a check. The question is a 9-to-5 check or is a sales check? And let me explain the difference. 9-to-5 is, I know how much I'm going to make by how many hours that I've worked, and such and such and such and such. Mm-hmm. You know, contract is, no, I'm dependent, excuse me, seller is, I'm dependent upon these fuckers to buy this shit for me to make this payout and by this time for this check to be cut by this day.
Yep. It sucks that being in this business has the stigma that it does, because you do have to know how to run a business. Like, you do know, like, you have to know how to do those things or you will financially fuck yourself, unless you're making so much money that you're just like, do, like, I just do whatever, you know? But especially as we move into a recession, it is nerve-wracking, because you do need to know the ins and outs of where your money's going.
Oh, you already know what's about to happen with the recession. We already know what's about to happen.
Exactly.
It's going to be the wave two. They're going to come to our business. Mm-hmm. Because it's funny how I keep saying this. OnlyFans think they slick. Y'all just so happen to mention how much Iggy Azalea and Cardi B made on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's recession coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the time this is recorded, has it happened? I don't know. But by the time y'all see the show. So we already know they coming. OnlyFans about to get flooded. That's why they did that shit. They see it on the line.
Mm-hmm. And 100%. 100%. They know it. Yeah. They know it. It's painful to watch, but I mean, I think even it's so important to educate and see these things as somebody who's seasoned. And I would barely call myself seasoned, but mm-hmm. I see these other girls and I often, like, you know, I think sometimes in the industry we have this mentality to just focus on ourselves, but I have found myself a lot of the times pulling girls away and saying, hey, why are you making this decision? Do you realize that this is costing you money that you shouldn't have to be giving away right now? Like, mm-hmm. have you looked into what your return on investment on this is? I think that's why we don't see as many people going to Exotica mm-hmm. or, you know, traveling all over and shoot houses all over. And, you know, I think that's why not everybody's testing anymore. Like, there's so many ways. 2024
is going to be the year of the content partner, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. I guarantee you, when this drop, y'all going to be like, the people in porn will be like, damn, I know it's a lot of people partnering up. Girls finding boyfriends to shoot with. I'm only shooting with my boyfriend now. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, because even to the point, because like I would, you know, we'll be talking about the new added part to the tester now. You know, now it's more expensive. And then, like I said, now the money is slower. mm-hmm. You know, period. And which this didn't happen before in porn. There's no difference. You have your boom periods and it don't. But see, if you're not business savvy, you don't understand that.
Exactly. And it's hard because there's so many people who they don't get into porn because they're like, oh yeah, I know how to run a business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they get into porn, they get into sex work because they think it's a viable option on how to make money mm-hmm. without having formal education, without having formal training. Mm-hmm. When the reality is that especially when shit starts to get tough in a recession and you have to make changes to adjust to your business, you need to know some of those skills in order to stay afloat, to know that come next month, you can still pay your mortgage, that you can still make your car payment. And it sucks that unfortunately so much of that is overlooked. Even when you go to Exotica and the AVNs and they have seminars that will teach you how to do those things, yeah. but there's just not enough focus on it that, you know, people do go to it, but
yeah.
not nearly the amount of people that should be going to it. It's not reaching the demographics that should be hearing.
You see, the reason why, because it's not about the fact that porn makes money. It's the fact that people think you ain't got to be smart to do it. Let's keep it 100. Why do girls go to sex work? Oh, I got to lay on my back and get paid. You don't realize that you got to go through posting on sites. You got to go through actually finding somebody to fuck you on camera that's willing to show their face or sign paperwork or the whole nine, because you got to have all this. They just think you just show up with a little sexy ass outfit, you get on your knees and suck dude's dick. And then
you make $30,000 right enough.
There's not a percent of the porn right now on OnlyFans.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, he just stand there, he look over at the phone. She look over the phone, she get down on her knees, and he look at the phone.
Yeah. And yep, that's step 5, and then it just skips immediately to step 10, which is make $30,000 in 1 month. Like,
yeah, it's just, yeah. So it's, but see, that's I'm getting tongue-tied. You see, that is just going to be one of the biggest problems that we're going to have no matter what, no matter... Even other generations, they're going to think that porn is an easy way in. It's a hustle. It's an easy way to ends to a means, you know? And because even to me, it's like, when you hear about all the girls that were talking about OnlyFans last year, we ain't heard from them this year.
Yeah. No. You're so right. I mean, even in my personal life, whenever it comes to dating, a lot of men assume that this is just a phase, like a fad. They're like, oh, but yeah, you'll probably quit in the next few months, right? Like if we got serious, right? Like, sir, what? We just met. You think you're asking me to quit my job? Like,
it's funny as fuck, because like I said, I don't know why I've been seeing so much shit from his social media to even a couple of movies on some of the streaming services of a girl getting OnlyFans and the boyfriend. At first, he's a little skeptic, but he ain't down with it so much until he started conversating with other people, and then he now don't feel good about doing OnlyFans. And it just... I don't... This is why I never... Okay, it like this. This is why I never got. And maybe I'm a dude that thinks totally different. But to me, I always looked at porn as a profession. At no time in my life, I ever thought porn was a way to get pussy. This is before I got in it. This was me watching it from 11 years old on Cinemax After Dark up to, God dang it, I'm to now. Before I even got in the business. Even, like I said, before I even got in the business. I always looked at it as an art. Actors and actresses. Because everything I saw was a porn movie. You know, but I don't know, I guess the kids grew up watching, you know, Jimmy Smack and Miss B Nasty. I digress. But and everybody want to be Kim Kardashian, because that's another way a motherfucker decide that I want to do sex tapes.
Period.
But yeah, but let me stop rambling. So in the new year, what you looking to do that will be new and to and as far as expound your brand?
I finally want to drop merch. All the girls have merch, but I am just I want something like, I love Alex Blair's merch. Beautiful. Mm. It's stunning. And I think it's because a lot of her merch is also in line with how she makes music. Mm-hmm. But I love her style of it. And I want to really be proud of whatever merch I release. Mm-hmm. So I want to drop merch. And next year, I want to finally get a real website up. And I want to spend more time. Well, now we'll see. We'll see. Because I said this year, I want to spend more time traveling for shoots. But we saw how this past year went, and it did not make sense for me financially to travel across the states and collaborate. So I would say that goal kind of is like, oh, I kind of want to do that. But
what you think of it is that,
I want to have my own shoot house.
Yeah, because the thing of it is someone talking about doing a shoot house. I told you, it's the new lick, ladies and gentlemen. It's the new lick. It's the ultimate lick. You're guaranteed to get a lot of dicks.
It's going to be 100%. But yeah, I'm hoping to do a shoot house for my birthday in March. We'll see.
Yeah, because that was the thing that I always say with these shoot houses. I'm just going to say this. When y'all suckers gonna go ahead and just do a fucking porn movie? That's just, I mean, everyone doing these damn shoot houses. I'm like, the reason why I say that, because, like, I watched, I always talk about Tubi. I know the smokers like, they ain't talking about Tubi all the time. No, they had good shit. But they doing the equivalent of what the fuck y'all doing. The only difference is y'all actually fuck on camera. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that is what's missing from the game. An actual movie. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because I understand everybody want to do the clips. But there's a way you can market a fucking full-length.
Well, hell, if we had more full-length movies, it wouldn't be such a gag to people. Like, people might actually fucking start taking some shit seriously and not just be like, oh, yeah, they're fucking on camera. Like... And it sucks that we haven't seen it produced and seen it be successful, because I think there are so many videographers and producers and people that definitely have this dream of creating a porn movie that actually appeals to the masses, that actually appeals to women, you know, to focus on the consensuality of porn and not roughly fucking
a whole, yeah. You know what I mean? There's just so much that comes with the idea of it that it's sad that it hasn't come to fruition yet.
No, because see, to be honest with you, people say that being a porn star don't have the gravitas it did years past. I'm going to tell you why. Because we don't make movies. You make, we to, because of technology, what have you, we cheapen ourselves by doing the clips. Because even to the point, I say this now, if I had known then what I know now, oh, but when I would have did a better job of keeping up with my damn hard drives and all that good shit, because damn it.
Write that down.
Oh my God. HB, I want to say thank you because of you, I have found shit that I lost. Thank you. But it's, I was actually had DVDs that were sold around the world. So to me, it's crazy how Brazzers, okay, I understand they got a website, but y'all more about the clip, that one scene, y'all can actually make an actual fucking movie and y'all can market it on your platform, you know, period. And shit, yeah, they already paid, you know what I'm saying? You can do some bullshit. I mean, I ain't gonna sit and tell about prices or what have you, that's up to you. But to me, that's where it really need to go, back to the cinematic form, seriously. Because to me, I'm like, cause we all these shoe houses, and I'm talking about damn good ones. And y'all, and let's be honest, with some of these motherfuckers, you get majority of the content. Now, there's some shoe houses, I guess, I haven't heard of one yet that it doesn't do that, but I'm just digressing. You know, if I'm getting all the content anyway, for the most part, I'm doing the shoe house, but then, hey, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, because I ain't even thought about this shit, like, if I did that. Okay, I'll let y'all walk with the scene, but the movie, no, you would not have the food. That means the connecting to it and all that shit. No, you walk away with the fuck scene that has that little acting part to it. We're not going to do the come up where we met in the club and we all talking and tripping this, that, and third, or, you know, she a sexy ass, you know, country got there, you know what I'm saying, you know, boss. Crime balls or what have you out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? That comes with us, you know.
I love it. You're right. That totally should exist.
Yeah, I mean, because to me, if more of us did that, like you said, it would make the other ones, because now I could be a movie star. That's why I also said too, if you're smart, you can edit it good enough, put that shit on tube, and get that clean money. But I'm just honestly saying.
Like, that is really what it comes down to, is adaptation. Like, where is the money out for people who are releasing movies?
Mm-hmm.
The streaming services. Like, what do we need to do to get porn streaming services? Like, yes, all of that should be existing. Adapting.
Yeah, because it's a certain
and you state, know right? That the industry is adapting, because actually, speaking of Playboy, wearing my Playboy hat, I was putting together a gallery wall of my favorite Playboy covers. And I realized that Playboy no longer releases copies every month. They do a fall and a spring copy. Yeah. And I don't even know if they're paper anymore. I know for a fact that they're digital, but I don't even know if they print paper anymore. And now you go on to playboy.com and you sign up for a subscription and you have access to every single Playboy that has ever been released. And that is adaptation. Like, we are seeing it right in front of us in the PG-13 world.
Mm-hmm.
The sex work industry needs to take some hints and start doing that as well.
Yeah, because like I saw this thing called I think it's the only streaming service. It's what you would consider a streaming service, Adult Time. Like, it is a Netflix type, the way it maneuvers. You know, then you got hot movies and ABN, but then they old school. pay-per-view. That's what they call it. Pay-per-view. Okay, there you go. But no, Dope Time is actual streaming. Like that over Tubi. So I would like to see more of that in the industry. Plus on top, because I feel that that's where it's heading anyway. That and dot-coms. That you have seen more girls and guys get dot-coms. Because now I can't deal with, once again, we said adjustments. The changes of your fucking rules.
Yeah. Yep. Really, that's what it is. Them just
changes of the rules.
Oh, them taking the football goal and moving it back another 20 yards.
It's like they change it. And to me, I keep telling everybody, it's an attack on the people that do boy, girl content. It's not the webcam girls. It's not the girls that go live. It's not even the solo content creators. Because if you notice, the only thing that hurt the solo content creators is the shit with the scat, the piss, that shit. Yeah,
kinks. But
yeah, kinks.
Now even OnlyFans is cracking down on kinks too. It really is. It's boy girl stuff and kinks.
I talked to someone that said they shit got flat on OnlyFans and they was working with a torso and they wanted the torso's ID.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Wait! But see, that proves my point because I keep telling everybody, Europe has always been ahead of us in porn. Let's keep it 100. Europe has always been that way. They were the one that broke open BDSM. I remember the 3 G's. Wild shit. And guess what's popping over there? Camming. It's fucking legal in every fucking country. Porn ain't. Yeah, go to the right country, try to film a porn scene. Nah, I don't think they're going to break in your door, but just believe, some tell me you don't want to try it in certain countries.
You couldn't pay me enough. That's for damn sure.
Shit, yeah. I see they go to Prague on a regular goddamn year, because you can do it there. But no, but even the webcamming, it's a moneymaker over there. And they even doing Voyeur, which we was doing over here, but they doing it over there. So that's where they put their money into. To be honest with you, they're live and mini vids, webcam. Even when you go on mini vids, what's the first thing that pop up? Cam. Mm-hmm. Cam shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see us go back to that too, honestly. Because I know a lot of girls who moved from camming because they stopped being profitable. And I would love for us to go back to that. I think it just became accessibility. You know, it's kind of like lately on Twitter, I've been seeing girls talk about how they've deleted all their free clips and promos and stuff on Twitter. And now they're only posting screenshots and pictures. And I think it's kind of like that. Like, unfortunately, there's too much material out there that they don't gotta pay for.
See, once again, it goes back to when we did the movies, you had trailers. Mm-hmm. See, and you ran maybe one or two trailers of that scene at best, you know, so you see repetitions. You know, I'm not seeing a new position of you doing in that outfit by 5 to 6 times. You know, no, but see, even to the point that even back then, when I was in the game and the internet, it was trailers and professional looking pics. That's what it was about, you know. And I guess with the advent of the cell phone, the selfie, everyone thinks a selfie can constitute a professional pic. No. Trust me, it is a different feeling and look and energy, because I'm a proponent of energy, that you give off, you know, period. So it's kind of like I'm starting to see busting it open has now became old, ladies and gentlemen. It's so 2022 now.
Damn.
I go down like, now I see, ain't, now hold on. But anal plugs, It's always going to be a thing. Data plugs will always be a thing, though. Y'all gonna figure out some way to show off the coochie or something, show off some weather bowls. But I'll be real with you, though.
Oh, you're right. Hey, you're right.
Knowing less help you make more.
What'd you say? Say it one more time. Once you let your blunt.
Showing less help you make more.
100%. I think showing less helps me make more. 100%. I think it helps. Like, I really wish someone had told me in the beginning, like, don't post all this on Twitter and many of it. Like, don't post all this free shit. Because people will just jerk off to the free shit. And it's obvious to me because whenever I tell men what I do for a living and they would rather look Google me and find something free to jerk off to than pay $5 for it. Whereas you used to have to go buy a whole DVD down at the local store to see that. So definitely. And that also leads into something else. Like, I had this talk at a shoe house where this girl was brand new. And because she was brand new, somebody had told her, you know, oh, like, you should film your first gangbang. You should film your first orgy. You should film your first threesome. Blah, blah, blah. Like, all of these things. And so she was in a rush to film all of these that weekend. And I was like, girl, what? Like, you don't have to film all that this weekend. And in fact, you shouldn't. You should not film all that this weekend. Give yourself some time because you showing less and doing less will allow you to make more money over time. Girl, you do some freaky deaky shit now and they're never going to let you leave.
No, it's not even that. It's you ain't left no shock value. Mm-hmm. It like put it this way. I didn't see a documentary and I had a prominent producer tell me this. He said, tell your girls. Unless, it like put it this way, you didn't want to shoot with everybody in the same year. And you didn't want to do everything in the same year. Because like I said, it doesn't leave any shock value. It's a slow buildup. You just got to know how to do it. You know, it can begin with her doing pictures. Her doing a Snapchat. Slowly build. Then she finds the porn, by the way. 8 months in, she finds this porn. She does a boy girl, you know. Here and there, you add new shit, but you don't want it. Put it this way. Gangbang, well, unless you just enter that shit, you want to save that for dead last. The reason why, because that's the last thing they expect you to do. You don't want to be the last thing. You don't want to be the first thing you do is the last thing they expected. Because now they're like, well, damn.
Yeah, now you've already been done it. And also now they're thinking that that's your specialty. Your specialty is hardcore. So yeah. Now maybe all they want to see from you is gangbangs. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do a gangbang all the time? I don't.
Because see, what females got to realize, in this day and age, you have a choice, especially when it comes to doing content trade. Now, paid gigs are totally different. And back in the day, from talking to some legends, definitely different. Because it's nothing like when you walk in, they tell you, oh, by the way, yeah, you got 2 anal scenes today, and you never done anal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But wait, they pay you $2,500 per scene.
I'll have what to figure it out. Because I'll tell you, it's not like that anymore. I think the last time I had a producer for a website, he said, I'll pay you $100 more if you do an anal scene. And I was like, what? $100? Just $100 more. That's it? For me to do my first ever anal scene?
But he would pay you $800.
Well, no. He did pay me, like, I was paid a pretty chunk for the scenes that I did do, but to say, well, I'll pay $100 more if you do anal, it just wasn't worth it. Like, it seemed outdated. Like, I was like, you realize I have a 60-inch ass and nobody has seen anything in it, right? Like,
yeah,
it's untouched and you can tell when you look at it.
Oh, no. Name your price. But see, the thing about it is we in the what is called the bulk rate age. Because there's people that do pay you per scene. And then there's bulk rate. You know what I'm saying? So for some of our smokers, what bulk rate is, I pay you a certain amount for you to do these minor scenes. Trust and believe, the major companies do bulk rate. Don't think that them girls, don't let Kiara Nior fool you. They does bulk rate. It's just a high bulk rate they give her.
Yeah. 100%. Trust and believe.
Yeah, because once they start doing that, you think they're gonna stop doing that shit? Hell no. I can get five scenes out of you for this amount. You know, period. Yep. So it is the reason why they also try to find the girls that do it all, because they might sneak and anal in that bulk rate and not have to come up.
Yeah, well, they can kiss my white ass, because I don't fucking think so.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see that they stealing names for sex dolls now?
Yeah, I did see that, which is kind of crazy. I was looking people up. I was like, dang, some of them, I was like, it does kind of look like her. But I'm like, y'all gonna have to take that sex doll and triple it to make it look like me. Shit.
I'm gonna tell you what's funny, right? Now, apparently, I apologize to all the porn ladies. I apologize. I did not know that these companies listen to the Smokers Lounge. Y'all can go back. I wish I had the ability to go back and pull up. Let's go in the time machine, shall we? You can hear me say. Why don't these sex doll companies step to these girls and license their image and make a sex doll of them? Lo and behold, I'm seeing sex dolls with some of these girls' names, and some of these girls, they don't look even close.
That's why.
They must have been listening to the show.
Yeah, I think they did.
If I was a six-dollar company, I would actually do that.
No, I mean, it's a smart idea. It's genius. Like, you know, if I think more individual girls would be producing sex dolls of themselves if there was a reliable
way of doing
resource.
It. Yeah, because I'm talking about, like, actually have a, you know, Miss Pink plush sex doll.
That would be a soft-ass sex doll. I'm waiting for the day I see something that squishy and wet.
Oh my goodness. They get any shit. Yeah. Got me tongue-tied over here. And I would never even want a sex doll. I'm thinking about this plush myself. You know what I'm saying?
That. And she doesn't even complain.
She just takes the dick. You can face fuck the fuck out of her.
Yeah, she's never like, damn, that kind of hurts. Like, can you back off a little? You know, she's
I'm
never
still trying to figure out, when did face fucking become a thing in porn? Because it's just like, blowjobs went from sensual, then all of a sudden got digging, just straight face fucking. Like, the closest thing we saw with face fucking was she was hard sucking that bitch. Like, she going to town like,
I know, like, man, you know, that's the thing. I agree. Because people will be like, are you a throat goat? And I don't want to take that. Don't claim me. I'm not claiming throat goat, because the girls that claim throat goat are doing God's work. Like, that is next level. Like, you really said, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I am committed to this craft because I have zero gag reflex. Mm-hmm. So I don't claim throat goat, because the throat goats of 2023 are much, much different than the throat goats of 1990.
You see, here's the thing throat goats don't get it. It's not about how much that dick you swallow, how hard he face fuck you. Can you make it look sexy?
I agree. Because face fucking's cool, but sometimes the noise that comes from face fucking, I was like, ooh.
Can you make it look sexy, people? That's it. Because it's like, I'm sorry, if some of you girls look like y'all be in pain.
No, I agree. Like, yeah, can you make it look sexy? Because I will say, like, there are times where, yeah, you can fuck the hell out of my face, but if you go too hard, I'm gonna look like a cat throwing up. And nobody wants to see that.
No.
They're like, is she okay? I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I was wondering that the other day. I said, wait a second, because I remember the girl did like, that tick suck was slow, you know, it was like super head, you little hand motion. She deep throat a little bit, you know what I'm saying? She might go hard on the dick for a minute, you know. He might do some shit where he, you know, fuck her a little bit. No, y'all motherfuckers be drilling that shit like you, like it's doggy style.
No, for real, though. You're so right. She just be holding on for dear life.
Hold on. And it ain't even a BDSM scene. That's the sad part.
No, this is amateur Twitter porn. This is the couple two doors down that you saw at church last Sunday.
You do not Facebook your wife like that. Stop playing. Y'all, see? Y'all be lying to the world, goddamn. Y'all do not. You do not Facebook your wife. I haven't heard that though, straight up. I have not heard one dude sit here and say, oh yeah, I face fuck my wife. No.
You know what? My last relationship, he did face fuck me a lot. That was something he enjoyed. But still not to the point of some of the hardcore scenes that you've seen that aren't supposed to be hardcore. You know,
he's pumping lovelily.
Yeah.
Not angrily.
Yeah, exactly. You don't see me throwing up like that.
Even when I used to do like with the Facebook part, it was BDSM, of course, it's BDSM. That's the whole point for me to try to damn the fuck her angrily. Because it's BDSM. That's what y'all expect. Rough. They don't want it. BDSM crowd do not want to see soft sex. No, they want to see.
Yeah, they want to see the facial abuse experience.
They want to see. They want to see tears come out high, the mascara running.
That's why your next door neighbor isn't doing that, because nobody in real life has time for that.
No, they don't. That's why they call them sessions.
Facts. Gotta commit to it. Holiday thing, you know, birthdays and holidays.
So that Facebook is like I said, but in the scene, it's a general slow strokes or what have you. I ain't trying to kill her, goddamn, because you know that's authentic. That's the authentic part of it. Because yeah, it's supposed to be. You know exactly. What I'm saying? It's like
what I want to watch. I want to watch you slowly put it in her throat and pull it back out. Like, I want to watch her take it down her throat and be like, "Whew, I'm doing my thing right now."
Yeah, I want to see her work it. God dang it, dude. Y'all motherfuckers could be wanting to do that shit in a regular video.
No, for real. Y'all hang on tight and hope for the best.
No, I'm gonna tell you the worst thing. I'm gonna tell you the worst thing content creators do, especially with the phone. Y'all want to put it down on the ground underneath and get underneath action. Here's a tip. You know your lamp. Put the lamp right beside y'all. You know, is we want to see what's going on. We don't want to see shadows. Y'all think y'all doing something?
Y'all think you're doing something right now, and we're looking at shadows.
Oh, I forgot. Take the shade off the lamp. Yeah. So y'all dumbasses will put it down there with the shade and get the same effect. No, take the shade off the lamp.
For real. It'll step up your home movie game.
I'm sorry. I never did that part if I had some good lighting underneath me. And I made sure I had.
For real, though. It's always a shot. Like, if I get that kind of shot in a scene, it is a scene that people will make remarks about. Like, they'll be like, oh, I love that angle. And I'm like,
yeah, because if you hit that angle, it's like one of the best. That's one of the best angles in porn in history. Oh, especially if you can get the underneath fuck. Oh, God. That's you the man.
I'll have to write this down.
They make this clear. I can see the dick going into pussies clearly underneath fuck. I don't give a fuck about now how you pull it off. We can see all of her. It could be just having her under the table. I'm just saying.
No, for real. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh my goodness. So I done held this girl up on here for an hour and we done chopped it up. And as y'all can learn, as y'all can see that, yeah, there's many adjustments that you gotta make when you do this business. Don't ever think that porn is easy or it's just a hustle. No, it's a corporate business, Negroes. Smoke that over. So, Miss Pink Plus, you know how to do this. Tell everybody where to spend money on your sexy ass.
Y'all, oh yes, come spend money on me. You can spend money on me on Twitter. That is Miss Pink Plus. I do not have an Instagram. My OnlyFans is Miss Pink Plush. My mini vids is Miss Pink Plush. My clips for sale is Miss Pink Plush. My loyal fans and my fansly is also Miss Pink Plush. You can also find me on Pornhub as Pink Plush Princess and X Videos as Miss Pink Plush. So come find me. I'm kink friendly, bisexual, generally pretty freaky, and I have a 60-inch ass.
See. Whenever I meet her, I'm gonna rub that 60-inch ass. If she,
I hope you do. It's good luck.
If she allows me, if she allows me, ladies and gentlemen,
I would. Pizza is everything.
I don't want to catch no lawsuits because they've been popping this year. They were popping this year.
They are popping this year. You have my full consent.
Okay, now definitely rubbing and squeezing. So with that being said, we're at the end of another wonderful Smokers Lounge, and before I go, you know what I need to tell you about. Excite Bunny, new spot for the premium smoke room. Y'all know what it is. 5 premium podcasts, 3 gorgeous hosts for 3 of those podcasts, you know what I'm saying, for you to enjoy. 3 wonderful tiers for any of my smokers to enjoy, from the first one being the cigar bar. Number 2 will be the second tier would be the hookah lounge. And the third tier is the VIP smoke room with some very special perks. You know, period. And you know what happens in the premium smoke room stays in the premium smoke room. What happens in it? It gets more provocative. It gets more crazy. It gets more wild. And now we're on Excite Bunny. There's no telling what will happen. Titties might come out. Some of the girls even said they might show some coochie.
Coochie?
Hey. They said they go do it. I asked them to do it. I said, look, I'm not paying nobody to show no coochie. So don't.
You know, sometimes you have to pop some pussy recreationally.
It don't matter to me, but you won't know unless you subscribe. So with that being said, you know how we end this thing all day, every day, and Miss Pink Plush will be coming to the Premium Smoke Room. So stay tuned for that episode. You feel me? You know how we end this thing every day, all day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, Miss Plush.
Bye, y'all.
Deuces.